It's certainly the case that some drivers have a need to experience strong sensations. And one way in which they might satisfy this need is through driving fast. Driving fast raises your arousal level, gives you a buzz. And of course, some people enjoy speed for its own sake. And so there are kind of individual reasons why people might want to go faster than others. It's also the case that when people are angry, they will typically drive faster. In fact, there's a category of driver who we describe as a reactive driver, who, if they're frustrated or angry, will tend to react simply by driving faster. But I think the thing is that even though you might be that kind of driver, what you really need to try to do is to prevent your emotions from affecting how you drive, because at the end of the day, you're simply not going to gain from taking a high risk because you're feeling angry.
And what about from a society point of view? I mean, on the one hand, we're telling people to be more careful and not to drive as fast. And yet, on the other hand, everywhere you see cars being advertised that can go from, you know, 0 to 60 in so many seconds and can reach certain speeds that are way beyond the speed limits. I mean, what message is that communicating to young people?
Well, it's quite bizarre that we have a society that permits the sale of vehicles that can travel perhaps twice the maximum speed limit. It's clearly a reflection of marketing strategy, a reflection of a time perhaps when there were simply no speed limits. I mean, it is the case that on certain sections of the Autobahn in Germany, there is no speed limit. And you often hear car manufacturers arguing that the reason why they produce a car that'll do 250 kilometres an hour is to allow drivers to drive on those roads. But of course, in a sense, it's a nonsense that in Ireland that we have the sale of cars that can go at incredibly high speeds. In my view, it's giving a message to people that, hey, it's probably okay to break the speed limit when you think it's safe to do it. And we know that most drivers at some time or other will take their car to its maximum speed just to see what it's like. And of course, that may be the very occasion when they lose control and crash.
So what can be done about it?
Well, I think most drivers, it has to be said that the majority of drivers drive more or less safely in a more or less consistent way. The fundamental problem as I see it, or one fundamental problem, is that there are some drivers who are simply don't have the maturity to control a car appropriately and taking account of the conditions and so on and so forth. I'm thinking in particular of young drivers and a section of young male drivers. These individuals, I think, to put it simply, are really not yet mature enough to have the responsibility to drive a car. And yet they can buy or borrow a vehicle that could go well over the speed limit. I think what we need to do is to protect these drivers from themselves, protect their passengers, and protect other road users by effectively limiting the maximum speeds that they could drive at. A simple way of doing that, of course, is to use a speed limiter, which simply limits the maximum speed, and we're familiar with those limiters already on commercial vehicles. But in fact, there's a new technology which enables one to determine where a car is, what segment of roadway it's on, to know what the speed limit is on that roadway, and then actively limit the maximum speed on that segment. So that, in other words, you could have a system where for these young drivers, it would be impossible for them to go, say, more than 5 or 10 kilometres an hour faster than the speed limit, whether that speed limit is 50 kilometres an hour or 80 or 120.
And what about coming up to Christmas? I mean, these are all wonderful ideas, but they're not going to come in before Christmas. So, I mean, what precautions could people take this Christmas to help prevent accidents?
Well, of course, we associate the festival around Christmas time with parties and all sorts of social activities, many of which involve drink, alcohol in particular. And as everybody knows, alcohol impairs performance. One of the effects of alcohol is that it not only disinhibits behaviour, which is great when you're at a party, but it also means that you're less likely to appreciate the risk you're taking on the roadway. what she or he tends to do is to look much closer to the roadway, in front of the vehicle, their vehicle on the roadway, rather than looking ahead to see what might be emerging. And so things suddenly happen on the road when you've been drinking and you're driving, and so you're less able to deal with them. So clearly perhaps the single most important message around this time is, if you are driving, not to drink at all is the safest message.